Personally, Yom HaAtzma'ut is a day to reflect upon the amazing miracles that Hashem did in giving Eretz Yisrael back to the Jewish people, particularly in the War of Independence in 1948. So I'm going to share a few miracle stories from that amazing war. As Israel declared its statehood on May 14, 1948, the Jews had 35,000 men who could fight, not really an army, mostly Holocaust survivors or refugees, no air force, and only 5 to 6 tanks. The Egyptian army alone had 40,000 soldiers trained, 135 tanks, heavy guns, and an air force of over 60 planes, including bombers. The Jordanians had the Arab Legion trained by the British. Yet, against all odds, and against 5 mechanized armies, Arab armies, Israel somehow won the war. Let's talk about some of these stories. So, many of us have been to Latrun, which is now a tank museum. I actually did some of my training there. What's the miracle story of Latrun? The Jordanians had a very strong hold on the old city of Jerusalem. 3 times the Israelis tried attacking at a point called the Arabs tried to attack, but they were unsuccessful. The road between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv remained intact. Jerusalem would have succumbed to siege if not for the discovery of an ancient Roman road that turned south of the city. A great deal of the road was constructed by religious Jews from Mei Sharim in the dead of the night to avoid Arab snipers. This allowed trucks to come to Jerusalem and bring food so that they can break the siege and survive. Talk about Svat, just came back from a Shabbaton there. In the north, the Arabs were encamped at the top of Har Kinan, which overlooked Svat. It was virtually impregnable. The Jews couldn't gain control of the road to Svat as long as the Arabs had control over Har Kinan. Then the Israelis brought up the Davidka, a tremendously noisy mortar that was extremely inaccurate, hardly of any use from a military perspective. But one Friday afternoon, the Israelis fired a Davidka several times, and then a miracle happened. It rained. It never rained in Maine in June there. The Arabs were now sure that the Jews had the atomic bomb. What else could make it rain? Consequently, they fled their impregnable positions on top of Har Kinan. The Israelis captured Svat and drove the Arabs out of the entire area of the Galilee. Gevalt. Now, I'm actually on my way right now to Katamon. That's where I work every day. Let's learn a little bit about the Battle of Katamon. During the Independence War, Israeli forces re-entered Katamon, which was a strategic position in Jerusalem. The Israelis captured the monastery that was being used as the Arab forces' base for operations. A fierce counterattack began. Although the Israelis managed to hold back the Arabs, the Palmach ran low on supplies. Their platoon commander, Rafael Eitan, was shot in the head. They needed to retreat, but no soldier could be left behind for torture and mutilation. It was decided that those wounded who couldn't make it out would be put in a room rigged with explosives. 2 soldiers would remain behind and detonate the explosives when the Iraqi forces reached the monastery. In the meantime, the enemy forces had run out of ammo. The surrender was near, but Israeli forces had no way of knowing this. The Israeli forces were on their way out the door when suddenly the words, "Don't retreat," echoed from a radio that was thought to be broken. The Arabs retreated. The Israelis stayed and reinforcements arrived to treat the wounded. Raful survived, and what should have been a fatal bullet was wounded up, and he was back in action a half hour later. This, along with the battle being won, was nothing short of a miracle. Now let's talk about how we took back Mount Zion. Many of us have walked by this, where King David's tomb is. The Israelis fought the Jordanian military for Mount Zion and found themselves surrounded by hundreds with only 25 bullets left. With a sad end seemingly near, they managed to go out with, they wanted to go out with a bang, and they readied themselves to make use of every bullet. Then, just when the platoon was about to face the inevitable, something incredible happened. The Jordanian soldiers dropped their weapons and began running away, screaming, "Abraham or Ibrahim!" Years later, a former Jordanian soldier recounted that the Jordanian army had all witnessed a vision of Abraham defending the Jews in the sky. And so they had no choice but to drop their weapons. All right, two more incredible stories for this day of Hakarat HaTov. Saving the kibbutz, 24 Israeli armored trucks took a wrong turn on the way to aid a besieged kibbutz and accidentally entered Lebanon. They realized their mistake when they ran into 20 brand new Syrian armored cars traveling with dozens of Syrian supply trucks and carrying ammo. Eek! Israelis immediately fired on the first Syrian truck and amazingly hit a tank loaded with gasoline. What did that cause? An explosion which set fire to the following truck full of hand grenades. One by one, each truck of the Syrian convoy exploded. The loud booms could be heard for miles and scared surviving Syrians who abandoned their cargo. The Israelis finally reached the kibbutz, but the Arab besiegers had already left. Apparently, they heard rumors that Israeli forces had invaded Lebanon. Gevalt. Let's finish off with one of my favorite stories about the miraculous ingenuity and the guts of the Israeli people. So the Arab nations planned a major offensive against Israel for the eighth day after the declaration of statehood. Israelis were a sitting duck, populated almost entirely by war refugees with no real army and no means of protection. Israelis, understanding that their very lives were on the line, came up with a plan to buy some time to prepare for war. On May 23rd at midnight, they lined up cars, trucks, taxis, and anything else they could find with an engine side by side along the beaches from Tel Aviv through Netanya and Haifa. Then they removed the exhaust pipe from vehicles, making them sound much louder. They loaded large oil drums with rocks and took them to the top of the adjacent hill. When the signal was given, the engines were started while the oil drums were rolled down the hill. The unsuspecting Arab forces were suddenly awakened by incredible noise. Since they had no idea from where all the racket was coming from, they had no choice but to assume that it must be the American forces who had come to Israel to the rescue. The entire Arab army fled, leaving behind a treasure trove of artillery, and thus arming Israel. But that comes off. So, what can I say? These stories touch me and make me feel like Hashem was watching over us. He is watching over us. He's given us the most amazing state with the most amazing people. He's fulfilled his promise of Kibbutz Galiot. He is fulfilling his promise of Kibbutz Galiot after 2,000 years of praying constantly to come back to Eretz Yisrael. He brought us back here, and the journey continues. So I bless us all with an extremely joyous Yom HaAtzmaut of appreciating the amazing wonders that Hashem has given to us.